everybody, and welcome
Shut
to
Grey's
Academy. Carmen hates women.
Whoa, okay.
We're not doing a regular episode because of too many reasons, but we are still doing an episode. We're going to actually... Well, we're going to do our regularly scheduled bullshit of bullshitting, and then we're going to read some of our emails from you guys and talk through some of our Grey's Anatomy responses from our Grey's Academy listeners.
It's true.
So that's the plan.
And also, Carmen does not hate women. I just hate one specific woman.
Well, well, well.
And her name is Dolly Parton. No, I can't even joke. I can't even joke. Yeah, I take it back. That's unfair.
Yeah.
Goodness. Also, hold on.
In hell for that.
Kelsey sent me a video, and I'm going to watch it live. I'm going to force you all to listen to me watching a video on this audio podcast.
Yeah, I told him not to do this, but he laughed.
Voicemail from dad. This is the voicemail my dad left me at. Okay, internet. Really? That's what's going to happen? There we go.
He doesn't want you to do this.
This is the voicemail my dad left me at 1 a.m.
Hey, Nicole's dad. How you doing? Listen, man. I had a great idea. Start a podcast with a track, a song from my era, and you play a song from your era. Then you say, who likes which of the... It's my brain, man. I'm thinking way ahead of...
This person is acting out what they think their dad is doing on the other end of this voicemail.
That's too slow. Anyway...
And they think the squirt is flowering plants in the house.
Flowering plants. Also known as watering flowers.
Watering... Yeah, that's the one.
This is way too long. And I wanted to play you a track, but iTunes wants an authorization. Those motherfuckers. Let me tell you, let me rant for a second. Back in the day, you own shit. Now you buy shit, and they tell you when you can use it or not. I can't just grab it from... It pisses me off. Anyway.
That was very funny.
Yes, that and then when great. I sent you the almost 2 minute long voice note earlier when I was in the car, and I was like, oh, a dog. I was like, oh, I'm being that man from the video.
That's funny. Do I need to watch this other one where it's like a Gengar is involved in this? Or is that not
as
good?
Yeah, you gotta watch that
okay,
one.
All right.
It's not as good, but you'll like it.
No, you're not gonna give me the uncommon for a rare, yeah, your mind?
Yeah, that's
weird.
Okay.
Don't act like that. You know exactly what you're doing.
Okay.
Oh, that's an uncommon? I didn't know that.
You're trying to
scam me in my own house?
You want this one?
No! Give me a rare! Get your rares out!
Oh, shit, I'm
here. You know what you're doing?
The kid's swiping his dad's hand away from the binder.
Show me the rare. So, I'll show you this guy right here. It is a rare.
Oh, it's good.
Well, let me get that guy.
You have to go car. Wait, you didn't see
my... I love it. I love it so much.
Amazing.
I can't trade with Marlo. I just have to give her my shit.
Well, that's not true. You're just being nice. You don't have to do shit.
That's fair.
It's my opinion.
Anyways, yeah. So just so you all know, I'm Carmen. She's Kelsey.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful
you've done
day
it.
For a podcast.
You're you know doing an amazing time.
No, I had a rough day at work, and on top of that, I've been up early, and I have to be up at like 4:30 in the morning tomorrow.
He doesn't have to be up tomorrow.
I have to.
He wants
for,
to be up tomorrow at 4:30.
It's part of it's my responsibility. It's my responsibilities.
Your sponsorbilities.
My sponsorbilities. I went to a coffee store today, a coffee shop, not a coffee store, a coffee shop, and. They spelled my name. Oh, no, it wasn't even a coffee shop. It was at the fucking Potbelly. They spelled my name Carmern. C-A-R-M-E-R-N.
Carmern.
And I swear, I go to this Potbelly. I don't think I've paid for Potbelly in the last, I don't know, 3 months, because we've been doing a lot of CPR training at other hospitals, and I bring them Potbelly, so my rewards account is stacked. So I'm in there 2 to 3 days a week.
Yeah,
they know me, And never once am I the same name.
Carmarn. I fear they don't know you, sweetie.
Hate to break it to you. They hate to break it to you, pal. Fuck with you.
They, in fact, do not.
That's so funny. That's so funny. All right. Hi. Hello. How's your world? Hi. How are you feeling? You were sicky sick yesterday?
Yeah. I just have like been just everything. It's life has been lifing, as it were.
Truth.
I'm in busy season. I also did that. I bought that business. I don't know if you remember.
No.
And that's been like a lot of work. And also now Scarlett's out of school and she really expects to be entertained by me at every moment. Mm-hmm. And, it's hard to entertain a 6-year old for an entire day.
Yeah.
So I'm doing my best.
I think you're succeeding your best, you know?
Thank you. Anyways, yeah, I was like really yesterday I woke up with a headache and I don't get headaches very often. I am very hashtag blessed in that way. But I like woke up with one and it would not go away no matter what I did. And it was like, and I had, of course, both kids and I was supposed to be on like all these calls, obviously, of course.
Yeah.
Delightful. So yeah, it was just like, I was like, I cannot. And I hadn't even had time to watch the fucking episode yet. And I was like, well, I can't watch it. Cause like, honestly, if I just have Wyatt, I can watch it. She doesn't pay attention to the TV. She's just like living life and doing whatever she wants, like playing around on the floor, not standing on her own and not walking. No stress though.
Yeah.
Oh, good news. So I did take her back to the doctor on Tuesday for those who were waiting for the update. And she is no longer as tiny as she was.
Nice.
She has in 6 weeks gained like 1.5 pounds, which is pretty good.
Nice. She's doing
pretty good. So she has gone from the 14th percentile to the 24th percentile.
Over 1 pound. Wow.
So the goal is to get her basically 2 more pounds by the end of July. So I have 2 months to do 2 more pounds. So I think that's the goal.
You go, girl. Both you girls. All the girls. All you girls out there, body positivity.
Eat your sour cream.
If you're in the 14th.
Put your butter on that waffle.
If you're in the 14th percentile, the 24th percentile, or the 150th percentile, you love yourself.
Love yourself.
I'll tell you what, I've been craving some fried chicken. Are we gonna eat some fried chicken when we're down there in Tennessee?
Sure. Hell yeah, brother. Cool. Hell yeah. Shit yeah. Fuck yeah, brother.
Brother.
Sorry if you guys like thought this was gonna be normal.
Even on our normal podcasts, it's not. Remember last week though, when that episode was just like meh?
Yeah, I was actually, yeah, I was thrilled when I watched the one for next week and I was like, oh, thank God, this is so much better.
I did watch the episode for this week and it was better. I don't know. It's very exciting. Like little teaser alert. Man,
I hate that one.
Is Christina going to win a Harper Avery? Like, we'll never know.
We'll never know. okay. Do you have anything else you want to share before I start diving in through our emails?
Yeah. If anyone is out there and you're listening for the first time, don't judge this episode off of who we are.
I mean, you can judge it, but this is not
fully
the full normal look.
Yeah. So, but still, all of you out there, if you have not yet, one, follow us on all of our socials on at Grey's Academy Pod on Instagram. At carmen.gabriel.official, at chaotically Kelsey. And if you have not yet, if you've been on the fence, definitely consider joining the Patreon, because if you get access to Discord, you get access to like polls, like Kelsey posted today, the poll. Fuck. Okay. Kelsey posted the poll today of what kind of merch you guys want to see
We're really trying to take it to the people, because we are kind of stuck with our merch situation. Like, we don't really know Like, we have a great brand. What is it called? Like, we have good branding that we had someone
like
do
our, like
for
our
us.
Marketing and our
for like
all
the
that
online
stuff,
and our online presence is lovely, but we just like don't really know how to make it translate to merch. So we're trying to figure out like, what do people want? What will people pay for? What would you guys want? And what would you be willing to buy? What is something that you're like, damn, I really wish I had a shirt that said Carmen hates women. Just like,
okay,
you gotta let
no,
us know.
We don't want that. But someone
Carmen
has posted,
hates women.
Carmen and Cameron both hate women.
Cameron loves women.
I told you there's a Cameron in my job, right?
Oh my God. Do you hate him?
No, he's actually quite lovely.
do you hate that you don't hate him?
No. But it's funny because every once in a while, someone will look at me and say Cameron, but Cameron will be standing right next to me. And the most beautiful thing that happens is when I'm standing next to Cameron and they look at him and say, hey, Carmen. And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, no, fuck, I meant Cameron. And I'm like, yeah, suck it, dude. Finally, how the turntables.
Carmen.
But also, yeah, so do that. Do the Discord. Someone had posted wanting a shirt that says not Culture Makers, but okay, which will happen. That will happen.
That's so funny. For sure. I like completely forgot about that.
I'll never forget that. And then we also need to do one. This is me making sure that I manifest it is helicopters are the horses of the sky.
Oh, that's right. And also, we were thinking like a baseball style dad hat with no spoilies on the front.
Flat bill, of course.
No, see, this is where when you said you wanted it, and then I immediately was like, he doesn't want the hat that all the
I also
people
don't
want.
Wanna,
he only
no,
wants
yeah.
the hat that it, he wants, which is a flat bill.
I would do a bucket hat that says no spoilies, but
that's
I can't wear that to work.
Crazy.
What?
Why can't you wear that to work?
I guess I could. How about a no spoilies fedora? And a no spoilies bowler cap.
See, guys, this is why I have to take it to the people.
And a no spoilies
because
yarmulke
this is what
for our
the
Jewish
brainstormers,
listeners.
The brainstorming is looking like on my end. And this what is other, what I have to hear.
What other cultural head wearings could we do? Like a no spoilies hijab. Could we do one of those too? Is that we could do one of everything.
I don't know if every religion wants to utilize their sacred headdressing for our favorite capitalism.
Listen, I don't think you understand. Donald Trump says it's okay.
Oh. Does he build himself a wrestling ring on the fucking White House lawn? I hate it here.
All right. I don't think I have anything else other than please hit that
liposuction.
That like and subscribe button, follow, share this shitty podcast.
Share this fucking garbage.
If you really want to piss someone off, send someone. I cannot
you
speak
are
today.
Having a stroke. He's having a stroke. This is why we couldn't do a full episode. He has a brain cell left and it's not thriving.
It's not even a full cell. It's just, which one's the boy chromosome? The Y?
Yeah.
It's just the dumb boy Y chromosome. That can't even think straight.
Yeah.
All
That's
right.
Okay. So I'm just kind of like culling through our emails because obviously I can't read the ones that have spoilies in them. But there's a couple that we've gotten that why not read them on the podcast? You know what? Excuse me.
You're excused.
This is from Orr. Hi, I've just reached the musical episode and had to stop and throw my vote on the hate pile. Amazing.
Whoa! Hot take.
Not a hot take. Ours is a hot take. Not hating it is the hot take, I fear. Buffy the Vampire Slayer brought a lot of good into the world, one of them being the perfect musical episode. The unfortunate side effect of this, however, was that every other show now seems to feel the need to try it themselves. That gave us a lot of mediocre musicals like in Oz, Scrubs, or How I Met Your Mother. But Grace took it...
Pause. The musical episode of Scrubs was perfection, and I don't think I can continue to listen to this email.
Okay.
This attack me personally.
But Grays took it down a notch and produced an episode where the songs are mostly just there to get in the way. There were some scenes where if I was a crazy person, I would have just yelled at all the singers to shut the fuck up and let me hear the dialogue that had been shoved into the background. Grumpily yours, Orr.
How is Orr spelled? Like the O-R. Iron? Like, okay. like the this one or that one, or I'm mining this ore.
OR, like ore, like Carmen or Kelsey, Oreos or oxygen. We'll never know.
The correct answer is Oreos.
If you'll recall, at the end of season 9, we ranked all of our season finales. Do you remember this? We put them in the order. Yes. Okay, so we got an email from Holocene.
Hello.
Asking or sharing their ranking. So needed to drop mine since it's completely different from both of yours. Also, the will they, won't they... Oh, she's yelling at me about the how I said the will they, won't they ends with Derek and Meredith. But I disagree because then they're together and they're like fully married and still making drama for them. That's why I say there's still a will they, won't they even after they're together in season 4.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Maybe. Okay. I don't remember. I just blindly agreed with you. I was like, yeah, totally.
I wasn't even listening because he hates women. Okay. What? So this.
How is. Okay.
Everything's fine. Okay. This person's number one is season 5.
Which is.
The one with the elevator and George and Izzy.
Hot take. Who is
season 5?
Holocene.
Greatest last 5 minutes of all the finales. Very rewatchable. Has the only Meredith voiceover that I absolutely love and remember. End of the Magic Era, which it is the end of the Magic Era. So I do like definitely think there's a lot of weight to it in that way. And I do remember watching it in real time and remember realizing it was going to be George. But then also I do think there's a lot of power between in that elevator doors, because everyone, you think it's going to be Denny. You think the elevator doors are going to open and she's going to get in with Denny, but the elevator doors open and it's George.
So you went into it thinking that you were going to lose both of them in that finale? Yeah.
Or yeah. I think there was also, because everyone knew that there had all been all the stuff with Katherine Heigl, but no one knew anything about T.R. Knight leaving the show. So everyone was like, oh, they'll save George and Izzy will die.
That's what I thought was going to happen. Happened. I think that's what I thought was going to happen.
Yeah.
Or neither.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you didn't think George was dead. Because I said something about him being dead. And you were like, wait, he's dead? And I was like, we'll never know.
I remember that. Yeah. I'm so gullible.
I know. And then the second one, season 4. Which is crazy because basically nothing happens.
What was in season 4?
The House of Candles. Oh, when yeah, nothing, Derek and Meredith get back together.
Okay. All right.
Season 4, the happiest for everyone, most optimistic of the finales, the only one that doesn't leave me feeling depressed and sets a good foundation for the series going forward.
Okay, fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
It is fair. It's and that one, honestly, because again, season 4 was during the writer's strike. Obviously not the most recent one, but like the one that happened in season 4. So it was a shorter season, so it definitely, they were dealt just a harder hand. So I think I liked that they were just kind of able to wrap up all the stories and not like worry about, oh, we have to throw in some kind of cliffhanger or anything. They were just like, we'll wrap up everything that we've done this season because they've already been through it with, you know, everything that was going on behind the scenes with the writer's strike and everything. So I understand that there was just a nice bow on it. But it's just fine. It's not bad. It's just fine. I also like, because I'm not attached to Meredith and Derek, like that's not, it's just not going to be one of my top ones.
Yeah, I think if you didn't tell me it was the candle scene, I don't think I would have remembered that. I actually, when we recorded our ranking, I think I also was like, oh yeah, the candle scene.
Yeah.
And that's no dig to you, Holocene.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they wrote the email because they acknowledge that it's completely different than ours.
No, I love it. So far, I'm on the edge of my seat. Wait, I want to guess. So we've got 5, then 4.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3 is going to be 7.
No.
Damn.
Number 9.
Ah.
Good intrapersonal drama with some good background medical stuff. Hate the cheating.
And that was
Meredith giving birth, Arizona sleeping with.
Yeah. Ugh. Crazy.
And then the next one. Do you want to guess?
Season six.
Season two.
Dang.
Good. That's the iconic wedding. Interpersonal drama. It is true. Season two is the prom.
The prom.
Elvedwire at the prom. Like, it is iconic.
And season three is the bomb.
No, that was not a season finale. That was just the middle of a fucking season.
Oh, no. Sorry. I said the bomb, but I meant the wedding. That's when Burke and Christina. Yes. Yeah. Sorry.
So number eight is the plane crash. And that's the next one they have. So
number four is the plane crash.
No.
Number eight? Are they going in backwards in order?
No, season eight. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Spectacle doesn't have the best rewatchability. Enjoy the fallout in season nine more, and rest in peace, Lexi.
Oh, is season eight finale is them, the plane crash?
Yeah.
Okay.
Season six is next. Spectacle doesn't have the best rewatchability. I gotta disagree. The rewatchability for Gary Clark is through the roof. It is stressful every time.
It
is just so well done.
I was just thinking just yesterday, I want to rewatch that episode. And I think I want to do a Patreon episode, like a live, where we just rewatch those episodes.
Yeah,
it was three, right? Three episodes?
It's two.
It's two. We did three episodes.
We did three episodes. But it's crazy because you didn't have any idea going into what you were going into. So now, like, coming from a place knowing what you're about to see, I do think it would just be a crazier experience.
Yeah.
Next is season seven. Not too much happens, but it is enjoyable. I would have to agree with that. Not too much happens.
What was season seven?
There's like a plane crashes like into the Puget Sound. And then I think that's also when, that's like it. There's not like a big spectacle.
Hmm. Okay.
Season one, it's fine. It's been 20 years. I'm over the shock of Addison. I will never. And the episode itself is not better than the rest of it. Is not better than the rest of these, except for season three, which is crazy.
Is season three their last?
Yes.
Wow.
Only scene from this episode I enjoy is Meredith cutting Christine out of the dress. Don't ever need to watch the rest of it.
So, okay, without just go top to bottom, just the season finale numbers.
5, 4, 9, 2, 8, 6, 7, 1, 3.
Dang. I wish I had our rankings off the top of my head. I don't remember.
Yeah. I probably wrote mine down somewhere, but I don't know where. But they weren't like that. That's for sure.
Did we both have 6 as number 1?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was a fun email to hear. I wish that I remembered what my rankings were, but honestly, like, here's the thing. Everyone's got their own rankings. Everyone's got their own, like, I'm sure once we get through, I don't know, the next 10 seasons, we'll be able to rank our top 20 greatest season finales of Grey's Anatomy. Grey's Academy Anatomy.
Okay, so this is another email from Sarah. It says, "Hi, I'm Sarah. I just started Grey's Anatomy about a few weeks ago, and I'm finishing season two. Not a good time to start. Exams are coming up. Anyways, found your pod on Spotify just after starting season two, so I had a lot to catch up on. A few podcast episodes behind, but I just want to say I love, love, love your podcast so much. It's a lifesaver. It's like a comfort space I can go into. Thank you so much. I listen to it while I study, cooking, and just everywhere. I love the discussions and the flow, the ratings, and everything about it. And I also love how there is some tension when Kelsey is trying hard not to spoil anything. Love that. I had great laughs, sad moments, and just have someone to relate to when I watch the show. Basically just an appreciation post, but I hope you guys read it. Hello from Malaysia, by the way."
Yo, hello Sarah from Malaysia. Okay.
I know, so fun.
Yeah, I don't ever notice the tension when Kelsey's not trying to spoil something. So it's fine. But yes, I love that you're joining and I love you're watching that you're watching the show. I hope that you continue to be a part of this journey with us.
Yay.
And when you get to this point, Sarah, when you hear us reading your email and shouting you out, shoot me a message on Instagram. That'll be great.
Oh, and I already read the one about from Ellie who went to high school with you. And yeah. You read the follow-up last week.
So crazy.
I know. What a small, small world.
It really is.
It's a small world after all. I've just ruined everyone's day.
Yeah, it's stuck in your head.
You're welcome.
I think we're going to try to go to Disney after the next baby is born.
When? Like how far after?
Like February.
Like with a 3-month-old?
With a 2-month-old, yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's just, I'm thinking. Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Also, just so everyone knows, we are officially 9 weeks pregnant.
Woo-hoo! And
that means that we have actually graduated IVF. So the doctor was like, yeah, you're part of the 75% success. So like, you know, it's a successful IVF. Whatever happens at this point is nature or God or whatever. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Amazing. I'm so excited. I just can't hide it.
We also had another friend recently. I'm not going to share any names, but share some good news with us. So you know who you are listening. We love you. And congrats on another little baby boy.
Oh, woohoo.
I really thought it was going to be a girl, but it's fine.
I also kind of did. I'm so excited, though.
I told them that they could get married, but that their son would have to take the Magnolo last name, and they said absolutely not. And I go, okay.
You do say that a lot.
Because it's the truth.
You don't get to dictate what happens in your child's life.
I am the patriarch of this family.
Ugh. Renee.
I actually feel really bad speaking of Renee because I told her that, because I haven't seen her in person in like weeks.
But you talk to her on the phone, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But like, I still personally prefer in-person meetings.
Yeah.
But I have so, so much work to do tomorrow that I'm going to have to stay late tomorrow to get it done.
Yeah.
And we've got therapy from 6 to 7. So I'm going to have to. I'm going to have to send her an email saying, I'm so sorry. I need to do a phone call. Telehealth.
Telehealth. Telehealth. Fix my brain.
Mm. I'm healed.
Can I shoot her a list?
How's your therapy? How's your therapy going?
It's good. I talked a lot about parenting this week.
Nice.
And just like not wanting to lose patience with children.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And balancing that, because I also watched that documentary The Crash and those parents were terrible and I like could not stop thinking about how terrible they are, and I'm like, at least I'm not doing that.
Jess told me a little bit about that. So
did she watch it?
She watched it, yeah.
Oh my god, I have to text her immediately.
She also watched she rewatched the documentary about a guy who strangled his wife and put her in a blanket and took his two kids out to the middle of like the desert or something and like strangled and killed them in front of each other and buried them so that he could be with his like with a new girlfriend or something. She rewatched that. I'm like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, I'm not a big documentary person. I do find it interesting. Like I found The Crash to be very interesting. I watched another one. I watched a false prophet one, which was like 3 episodes about the guy who kind of took over for Warren Jeffs when he went to prison. It's hard for me to kind of, I can't really watch the one if they're murdering kids.
Yeah.
But I will watch people drive their cars into the buildings or like watch about them like murdering their spouse. But when kids, even like I watched one where a guy died and it was a lot of back and forth on whether or not it was self-defense. But there was a voice recording of the two parents shouting. And in it, one of the little girl who's like 4 was like, stop fighting. And like, even just hearing that, I was like, I could like cry for 3 hours.
Yeah.
So I definitely could not watch ones where kids are getting hurt. But I am interested, like, in the investigation side of things, and like the court proceedings are tricky because I, in a way, find it interesting, but it's also very, very frustrating because oftentimes the system seems to fail, even though it's technically quote unquote working the way that it's built, but that doesn't always equal justice, unfortunately. And that is a bit of a bummer.
Yeah. Yeah. I just don't want to watch any of that. Any of the sad shit, basically. Yeah.
Last night, Michael was like, he told me this morning that he couldn't get to sleep because he was just laying there. And he was like, what if, like, we got in a car wreck on when I was like driving over the dam, and then the car drove into the water and I had all three kids in the car. And then he was like, just laying there for an hour and being like, I guess I have to order an inflatable raft on Amazon that I can just keep in the car in case. And I was like, I just don't feel like maybe that's the solve.
No, no, his logic tracks. I'm with
him. I see where you're coming from, but I just feel like maybe it's okay if we don't do that.
I you know what I need to buy is I need to buy one of those tools where it's like the glass shatter or like
I do think everyone should have those.
The seatbelt cutter. Because I also think like in a moment like that, could I get Marlo out? Am I either A, sensible enough to where I could compose myself to get her out? And I think about the car seat, right? Like you have to press the button and pull on the chest bar and you have to disengage the snaps. Like there's steps that for the 5-point harnesses. And I'm like, do I have enough composure in the face of disaster to get her out of there? Maybe not.
I think you could.
Or am I strong enough where the adrenaline is coursing through me where I can beat the 5-point harness just by sheer strength?
I think get the thing. First of all, I do think everyone should have them. I was actually in one of the solo episodes I did recently. I talked about that.
Oh, wow,
I have
nice.
One in my car because it's also a flashlight that's like a hand crank. So and it has the glass shatter and the seatbelt cutter. And I think, I mean, you can get like a 2 or 3 pack on Amazon for like $20. So
is the glass, does the glass shatter thing, it's like, do you have to wait for the water to fill up in your car or do you have to wait until you're submerged? I forget what the rule is on that.
I don't know. And my thing with it also is like, when we talk about these terrifying moments that hopefully we'll never have to deal with, cars don't sink super fast.
Right.
So that's the good news. I don't know what I would do. I mean, like, I don't know what is the right thing to do. If it's me alone, I'm just swimming because I can do that. I can do that.
Yeah.
It's hard to say.
Yeah. It's, man. We should change the subject. This is such a fucking bummer.
Jessica.
Yeah, I blame her. Gosh. Anyways, so was there another email? Did you have another email?
This one is Nina, and the subject is love from Germany.
Oh, hi, Nina from Germany.
Just wanted to send you some love and tell you all how much I love your show. Found you in the beginning of April and rushed through all the episodes. I am in season 7 now, and the next episode will be the musical. I absolutely loved it and can't wait to hear what you guys have to say about it. I might catch up to your recent episodes in a week or two, and I would love to hear a shout out. Here you go, girl.
Nina from Germany.
Keep up the good work, the burps, and the comedy. I love everything about your show. I listen to you 24/7, and I'm looking forward to all the episodes to come. All the love and no spoilies, Nina. Thanks, Nina.
All the love and no spoilies. Das Boot, am I right?
Also, really cool one that we got from Spotify. We have on Spotify hit 500,000 listens, which is so cool. So I know not everyone listens on Spotify. So it's cool that even though we have people all over, that we got that many on one platform. So that was so nice of them to send us that information.
Yeah, I believe that we have over 1 million streams.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we do.
Which is like...
crazy.
Yeah. We used to have like when we hit 10 streams in a day, we were like, oh, we're so fucking good at this.
Yeah.
And now it's like we have like, yeah, million streams. This is crazy.
It is crazy. And you guys are the best. And we
can't do it without you guys.
It's so true.
I mean, we're going to.
Viewers like you. I don't know. If we had no streams, I probably wouldn't do this. I would just talk to you like a regular person.
No.
Not at midnight.
Mm. Yeah.
If you would just buy this fucking house next to me, it would be so much easier to record.
But we'd still do it at midnight.
I don't know if we would.
I think we would. Oh, goodness. Any other emails?
Another yeah. One? This is from Carrie. I just wanted to thank you for such a fun podcast. I have watched Grey's all the way through many times. I can't even count. I love the friendship between the two of you and how funny and uncensored you both are. We are uncensored. Kelsey, you
have
shown me...
We also aren't friends.
We hate each other. Kelsey, you have shown me random things that I didn't catch in any of my rewatches, and Carmen always keep it up with the amazing predictions. I am only at the merger with your show, but when I started listening to you guys, I was rewatching in order to match up with Private Practice and watching the new episodes all at the same time. So hard to keep track of, but so fun. I can't wait to hear more. Love you guys, Carrie. P.S. The random Adam Sandler quotes, you just did the back to school song, and knowing that I'm not the only one that still loves Reliant K makes me smile.
Yeah, dude! Let's fucking go, Carrie! Woo! Yeah, I love Adam Sandler. Which is great.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on Private Practice?
Do we have any other emails?
We do. Carmen, you guys, I can do it. I'll bully him. If he would live in this house next to me, I could really bully him.
You would egg me. I think you would just egg
my
house.
That's probably true. Okay. This is from Nikki. Hello, I absolutely love your podcast. I'm giving you a 5-star review on Spotify and sent you this email. I wish I could do more, but I wanted to share my thoughts about Grey's Anatomy as it relates to therapy, since I am a therapist, and I just finished the episode where Meredith and then Owen see a therapist. Plus, I am also watching Private Practice, which has a psychiatrist on the show. This is an interesting one. My first thoughts.
Is this first time reading this email?
No.
Oh.
I read it when it came in. That's why I'm saying it's an interesting one.
All right. And this is Nikki?
Yes.
Awesome.
My first thoughts, it always bugs me so much that the show portrays psychiatrists, psychologists, and therapists as the same person when these are three different professions, which I do think we have mentioned before.
I think we have, yeah.
Because psychiatrist is the one that can like write you a prescription. And then psychologist is the study of psychiatry. I think here we go.
Which one controls your thoughts and can make you do shit that you don't want to?
Mm-hmm. Well, all three of these can technically provide therapy. Typically, only a therapist does therapy. A psychiatrist is for medication. A psychologist is for testing for more serious disorders or disorders that require more rigorous testing, such as ADD, ADHD, autism, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, etc. Carmen, you should really ask Renee about ADHD.
I don't want to.
Why?
Because I have other... I'm healed enough. I probably should bring it up to her.
I'm not saying you should get medicated. I'm just saying it might be helpful to know the best way for your brain to function.
I think it functions at a 10 every day.
I know you think that, but like, what if you could get it to a 100 instead of a 10?
Oh, my brain would explode. I'd be like those aliens in the movie Mars Attacks when they hear country music.
Oh, no.
Do you not get that reference?
No, I've never seen that movie.
There are people out there who will get that reference, and that one is for you, folks.
Both the psychiatrist in Grey's Anatomy and Violet in Private Practice are portrayed as providing psychotherapy, which is not accurate for psychiatrists. That being said, they do portray... therapy fairly accurately if you just pretend that they are only a therapist and not a psychiatrist. Violet especially does an amazing job of representing person-centered therapy and even has a scene with a child where she does family assessment accurate to how you would assess to see if a child is safe. I have more issues with Dr. Wyatt, though I understand why they did some of this for plot points. That is who Meredith sees, if you recall.
Vaguely, yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In a real-world scenario, it would not be appropriate for Dr. Wyatt to be seeing doctors who work in the hospital because she may have combined patients with them or she would see them as a colleague. Even if she says, I try not to overhear things, but I know things, that is showing a clear dual relationship and why she should not be seeing the doctors. In reality, they should be seeing a therapist who is not affiliated with the hospital. It is also a violation of Meredith's rights that she, quote-unquote, stole her medical chart. I cannot access charts for patients without the patient signing a release of information, nor would a hospital be able to release the records to me. That would be illegal if Meredith did not give her permission to obtain it. The only way something like that might happen would be if Meredith was hospitalized and it was essential for a therapist to know her medical history and Meredith could not consent to a release. Hope this helps and taught you something. I'm loving the show so much. Can't believe I am almost to George dying and I am dying, no pun intended, to know what Carmen's reaction will be. Maybe one day I will catch up, but for now I will keep binging on my way to and from work. Love you both, Nikki.
Wow, that was awesome. That was very informative,
insightful.
Nikki. Thank you. Yeah.
For the work you do.
Yeah, thank you for the work that you do. It's great work. Listen, Nikki, when you get to this episode and you hear us, send us another email because we talk about therapy a lot. And I hope that you feel like we represent therapy kindly and our journeys kindly. But yeah, you know, maybe tomorrow I'll talk to Renee and I'll say, hey, what do you think about my ADHD? And if she goes, what ADHD? Then I apparently don't have ADHD.
Or you could just say, I think I might have ADHD and just see how she responds.
That's a good point, too. I could do that.
See what happens. Okay. This is from Denise.
You mean D-Nice.
From Canada.
Ah, Canada. Yeah.
Hi, Carmen and Kelsey. I just wanted to write in from Ontario, Canada. We are in the present, but I am listening to your past selves. I started listening to you late 2025, and you are currently recording season 10, so I have some catching up to do. I guess I'm a bit of both of you since I've rewatched early seasons of Grey's a few times, but I only ever got to season 9. So I look forward to catching up and seeing all the new seasons. Great job, you two, looking into a Grey's Anatomy rewatch. I tried a couple of different podcasts, but couldn't get past a few minutes of others. Thank you so much, and congrats on your going families. Currently listening to season 3 predictions. So I was pregnant with Bennett.
That's nuts.
That is wild. All the best, Denise. P.S. No spoilies.
Aw, thanks, D-Nice.
So, yeah.
That's awesome. It's crazy to think what all has changed and how our family has multiplied.
So
our families have multiplied. I go back to the first one. Our family. Our family has multiplied.
It's true.
Yeah. I think we got time for like one more. I do like one more.
Yes.
How many more do you have? Do you have like 100 more?
We do have a lot more, but I can't, there's just like, if I was going to, there are ones I would read, but I would have to go through and like redact things to make sure I don't accidentally slip up and read. That's like why I'm reading these kind of slowly. Cause I'm like, I don't think, but like, what if I accidentally stumble into a spoiler that I missed? Okay. Hospital location from Martha. This says, hi, Kelsey, and a little bit Carmen.
Whoa, I hate
you. I run the email account.
Okay, all right, fine. I don't hate you.
Had a few thoughts from both a recent episode and a previous episode. The previous episode in season 7, you all were wondering where the hospital is located in Seattle, since they always show the Space Needle. While not an actual hospital, Como Plaza is widely considered the location of the hospital for a few reasons. They use the helipad on top of the building for the helicopter shots in the pilot episode, and I've heard a later episode, but I can't confirm that. Como is also the local ABC affiliate channel. It's right next to the Space Needle and the Seattle Center, which is the heart of downtown Seattle. While not asked, it's less clear and basically fictitious where Derek's land / the dream house is built. There isn't really that kind of space in remote land with a view in Seattle proper. They also sort of insinuate that it's a ferry ride to the hospital from the land, which doesn't really exist. If it is on island with a ferry ride, it would probably be the Bainbridge Island or Vashon Island, though the commute with the ferry would be pretty difficult for a surgeon, often taking hours with the ferry lines during peak times. But the view was filmed locally at Poo Poo Point. Yes, that is the actual name in
Poo Poo Point
in Issaquah, about half an hour drive from Seattle. I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing that wrong. Hold on, I'm trying to make sure there's no spoilers in this last bit. Okay. Now for the most recent episode, was thinking this time watching Shane and then Derek deal with the aggressive parent. Employees at hospitals have to go through tons of training, and one common for any hospital at any is some sort of de-escalation / safety to prevent violence training. Even being a non-patient facing employee, I had to take basic training with videos and a refresher every year. There are also in-person trainings done at my hospital, I'm assuming for staff that are more likely to deal with angry people and are more likely to utilize this training, like ER staff. Training included awareness on how to approach physically people to de-escalate, as well as keep exits open if you need escape routes, as well as how to verbally approach heightened people to diffuse and more effectively avoid violence. My hospital and many also employ zero tolerance policies for harassment and violence from patients and visitors, so it wouldn't even be my choice to press charges if something were to happen. It was glaringly obvious that both Shane and Derek did not show any signs of using these skills with the angry dad, though as usual, I do have to let a lot of reality go with this show, but sometimes my brain definitely notices these things, much like the lack of HR in the hospital. Continuing to enjoy the pod and can't wait for a new episode, Martha.
Well, thanks, Martha.
Oh, yeah. You guys are...
That's also, it's great to know that this thing that Derek has at the land is like ultra fake.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's a good point of like, if you are a surgeon and you're on call, having to get on a ferry is actually insane.
I also guess I don't understand the distance the ferry is taking, because there are, I guess what I was envisioning is like the boats at Disney where you can go from the TTC to like Magic Kingdom.
And then it's like a 5-minute boat ride.
Yeah.
Yeah, because probably in ferries in like large cities like Seattle are the kind of ferries where you like drive your car onto it.
Oh.
And then your car goes with you.
Like in Spider-Man.
Exactly like in Spider-Man.
Okay.
That would be my thought.
Let's do, you want to do one last one? Take us home.
No, you said that was my last one. I closed it already.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. That was a test. I wanted to see if you actually...
Yeah, I listen.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just
unlike
testing
some
you.
Some people.
Well, then... Oh, okay. Were you saying something?
I hate him.
Go make a sandwich. Get back in the kitchen.
Offensive. Carmen hates women. I love that you get offended every time I say it, and then you immediately do something to prove me right.
That's because it's a bit. It's part of the bit.
Earlier, I texted Carmen, I feel like you're doing a bit, but I can't tell because I can't see your dumb face. And I just feel like that really sums us up.
Yeah.
He was not doing a bit in that moment, but I couldn't tell. Because I was like, if I could see him, I would know whether or not he's being serious.
Yeah.
But yeah. I could not. It was not a bit. It's fine. It's fine.
It was a bit awesome is what it was.
Okay, well, I think that's it for tonight. We just had to mix it up, but still wanted to keep it somewhat Grays related. So thank you guys for listening. And also thank you guys for sending us emails and messages.
Yeah, send more emails. Send more emails.
Well, we can do like maybe more of these, like maybe once every couple of months we can do a little email message roundup episode. Especially the ones offering insight into the interworkings of Seattle or hospitals or the healthcare world on a whole. It's very pertinent and
you
helpful
know,
to hear from.
We should do, like, we should make a movie as part of, like, our No Spoilies company. And it's like a documentary where it's just us reading emails that get sent to us and we're in Seattle, and we'll call it You've Got Mail.
Interesting. That movie was not in Seattle.
Really?
I think you're confusing it with Sleepless in Seattle.
But also a Tom Hanks movie, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's the same two people. I think is Meg
it
Ryan
Meg
is...
Ryan?
I'm going to be honest. I think I've only seen once of both of those once a long time ago.
I've seen neither of them ever.
Oh, well, Ryan's going to yell at you.
Okay.
I'm just telling you.
Anyways, I don't want to be yelled at. Don't yell at me.
We could do that, though. We could read our emails in Seattle.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
And we should stay up late and like not get any sleep, and we'll call it Sleepless in Seattle.
That would be a good time.
All right.
Okay. But thank you guys for listening. Thank you for writing in. Thank you for following along. Thank you for your patience when things are crazy, because we have between us 4 children and 1 on the way. Woo! Hurrah. We're so excited. We also, you know, have jobs. Unfortunately, this does not pay our bills. We would love it if it did, but it does not. So alas, we are stretched thin some days more than others. But we are excited when we can bring you your regularly scheduled Grey's Anatomy content. And we try to pivot when we can, because we never want to skip a week or miss anything and just like leave you guys hanging, you know, because we know that you guys are invested, and we love that you're invested, and we appreciate that you're invested. So we just appreciate you. And so we appreciate the reviews and the subscriptions and the likes and the follows and the shares. And yeah, just thank you guys so much. Just remember, if you see Carmen walking down the street,
no spoilies. We appreciate you all so much, and we will see you all in the next one.